wound up having level 4 inoperable throat cancer.
For John Devlin, that heart-stopping diagnosis was a death sentence. 6 months to live. That was 20 months ago.
I'm constantly fighting pneumonia and infection.
The 50-year-old Devlin operated heavy machinery during the cleanup here at Ground Zero. He doesn't understand why the 9/11 Health Act doesn't cover cancer.
I'm fighting to get it in there, not only for myself, but I know so many people that work side by side with me that have cancer right now.
His inclusion would provide compensation.
I don't have any money. I would love to go work. I don't have the capability yet.
And Devlin continues to fight.
I'm half full. I'm not half empty because I still have the ones I love.
From Ground Zero, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News. With his ability to operate heavy-duty equipment, John Devlin rushed to Ground Zero on September 12th.
I wound up staying down there 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. I'm documented in my union for being there like 9.5 months.
Within 2 weeks, he knew there was trouble.
We wound up spitting out yellow and green stuff out of our noses and mouths.
In 2008, things got bad.
I started this really, really bad sore throat.
Then they got worse.
Started literally drinking over-the-counter sore throat bottles. Just drinking them to try to numb this pain.
In January 2009, he learned the problem. Stage 4 throat cancer.
And I did 33 radiations, 8 chemos, 8 operations.
Now the 50-year-old Devlin says the country has a responsibility to include cancer in the 9/11 health law.
Why did the government worry about cleaning the trucks that were going to drive through the city and wash them all off, but let us all walk out of there with our clothes on?
And he continues to fight.
As long as I'm not dead, I'm pretty happy.
From Lower Manhattan, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.